Mr. McMinn indicated that there was a slight change in the topic on which he spoke to that which was originally given to him. And likewise, there was a slight change in the topic on which I'm going to speak to you now to that which was originally given to me. And the topic as originally given to me was the Church in Action. And I must confess I had a little difficulty in just deciding how one should approach the subject of the Church in Action. For the original intimation to me also referred to the fact that the subject in view was particularly the Church, which is his body. And I found that there was very little that I could think of that would express just what is meant by the Church, which is his body, in action. And I found myself rather running along the lines that I must speak to you about churches in action. In fact, the only way in which I could introduce action into the subject was to go to the Acts of the Apostles. And in the Acts of the Apostles, we see the birth of the Church, as Mr. McMinn indicated to us today, and we see the establishment of churches. And we see that the work of the Lord was carried on by individuals centred upon churches. And part of the work of the Lord in those days was the establishment of churches or assemblies. And this appeared to be the Church in Action. However, thinking further along the authority for these things, my own mind was being led to think about the commission of the Lord given in Matthew chapter 28, and in Luke chapter 24, and in John chapter 21. And then Mr. Weir rang me just a short while ago, just a little over about 2 weeks ago, to indicate that he wished to change the titles of the addresses so that there was a form of alliteration, such as you now have as far as the titles are concerned, the commencement of the Church, its constitution, its commission and its consummation. And so I'm going to speak to you primarily about the commission of the Church. Now shall we turn to Ephesians chapter 4 first of all, verses which have been referred to already this afternoon. Ephesians 4 verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now he that ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? And he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Now let's go back to verse 8 and omit verses 9 and 10, which you'll notice are in brackets there. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, there are certain things that may be said concerning the Church, which is his body, which may equally be true of the of a local church, and may even also be true of an individual. For example, when we speak about the Church, which is his body, the churches of Christ, we speak of the Church, which is his body, we also think of the local church under a similar figure. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 we read, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink unto one Spirit. This actually refers to the fact that all Christians are members of one body, the one body of Christ. We all are baptized into one body. But of the church at Corinth, to which Paul was then writing, he says, now are ye the body of Christ. So that what was true of all Christians, that they were all members of one body, now becomes true of the church at Corinth. It was also spoken of as the body of Christ. And in the same epistle, we read of the individual believer that his body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So that you can see that this figure of a body is used of the church in its entirety, it is used of an assembly, and it is used of the individual believer. And so there are many things which we may speak of the church as fulfilling certain functions, and yet in the carrying out of those functions we may see them expressed on a corporate level as being carried out by an assembly or as being carried out by individuals. Now in the particular passage that we've read together from Ephesians chapter 4, we have some of the gifts which have been given, and Mr. Guyatt indicated to us what he believed to be was a more exact rendering of verse 12 of the gifts that were given, apostles and